Drive Time on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by Zurich. When family is all that matters, make sure they're protected. Visit Zurich.ie to learn more about life and serious illness cover.
Now, are you sick and tired of throwing out mouldy food? Well, while most of us do our best when it comes to meal prep and cooking for the family, so much of what we buy still ends up in the bin, with the average household throwing out €700 worth of food every year. As food prices rise, it's now more important than ever to be more conscious. Chef and author of a new book, Wasted, which is creative recipes and advice on avoiding food waste, Connor Spacey joins us now. You're very welcome, Connor, to the programme. Why do we do this in the first place? Is it just that we're buying too much?
Hi, Sarah. Thanks for having me. There's a number of reasons, really. And a lot of it is when you think more about our busy lifestyles, first of all, as a family or even as individuals in our work and balanced lifestyles, we tend to almost not appreciate the true value of food and kind of have this disconnect to food. So what I mean by that is a lot of it from the beginning is exactly as you said, it's how we shop. And a lot of times we're not really planning ahead for the week ahead when we do our shop, as in, you know, how many days are we at home? How many evenings are we cooking a meal? If I'm having a takeaway on Friday night, well, then that's fine. So do I need to have food in the fridge for a Friday night meal? And as boring as it might sound, and, you know, it really is about planning. Once you plan out, I mean, you could plan in 5 or 10 minutes what you're doing next week before you do your shop and how many times you need to cook at home. That's always me as the first step.
Okay, so I actually do that, right? And I sort of have it all in my head. nothing is written down anywhere. It is all in my head. My problem is sometimes I always order my food online to be delivered, because that's sort of the way it works. And sometimes I'm doing my shopping online when I'm not in the house. So I don't know if I have any green beans left, because I can't remember if there's any in the fridge. So yes, I order a packet just in case, because I know I do need green beans, but I don't know if I have any left. And more often than not, I do. I have 2 packets of green beans, you know, as an example. And then at least 1 packet ends up in the brown bin. Now, advice for me specifically, Connor, please. How do I improve?
Stop buying green beans.
That's a really good
I could advise her, Connor.
Exactly. Why have you so many green beans? No, but really, it would be more about exactly that. So basically, you're shopping blind. You're going online, which is very convenient, and I get that. But you're shopping probably online from work or in the car, wherever you might be, and you're not quite sure about what's already in your cupboard or in your fridge and so on. And that leads, because one thing I always say to people, we're very guilty of, we do a shop and whether it be delivered or whether we're doing it physically and coming home in bags, and then we empty the fridge to make room for the new stuff. And that's a really typical example. And that's exactly what you're doing with your green beans. So you're not sure. So a bit of a comfort zone is, well, you know what, I'll order a packet in case. You know, and then if you do that for 5 or 6 different types of food, all of a sudden you have twice as much as you need.
And if you do have some stale food products in the fridge or the cupboard or whatever, I think a key question is this. Maybe it's a lack of know-how. Can you hide staleness with some spice or seasoning?
Well, you're right. And first of all, a lot of food items, if you think about in our households, so bread is our number one wasted food in homes, followed by fruit and vegetables. They're the top three. So bread being stale, and I get that, you buy it on a Monday, come Wednesday, there's half a loaf left. It's maybe good for toast, but you're not going to make a sandwich with it. You know, and then with vegetables, the same. They might start to go a bit limp in the fridge, or again, depending on how you store them. But they can still be recreated into delicious things. And I get that not everyone is confident in the kitchen, but there's loads of different simple ways, say with bread, from the very basic breadcrumbs and croutons to a bit more elaborate, like a bread hummus. I even have a recipe for a gorgeous chocolate cake where I replace flour with stale bread, and it's full-on chocolate goodness. So what you're doing is you're thinking more about the food and what's in that food. So bread is predominantly flour. So what can I use that would normally be flour? And I know that's going a bit step ahead. We're not all, you know, I'm a chef. It's a bit easier for me to think that way. But even when you start to identify waste, i.e. if you keep a day's waste from vegetable peelings to leftovers and don't put it in the bin for a day and put it on your counter or on your sink, and you start to look at it, all of a sudden it comes home to you how much it is, And in monetary terms, as I said, the average is $700.
I have a mountain of green beans in the kitchen.
Exactly.
I understand. Okay. Connor, listen, that's really good advice. And thank you very much for joining us. I must take a look at your book, Wasted Creative Recipes on Avoiding Food Waste. That's Connor Spacey. Thank you.